This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Most of us work, right? Tight labor market and all that. Far fewer of us, though, have photographic evidence of the jobs that we do. That's taken care of for almost half of the American workforce in a new book called Women's Work. 60 women doing just about every job imaginable, miners to stunt women to hog farmer to CEO. That'd be former Pepsi CEO Indra Nooyi in this book. It's the work of photographer Chris Chrisman, who spent the last couple of years taking these portraits, including one of his mother, Karen Chrisman. Chris and Karen, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It's a great pleasure to have you on, especially because this book is kind of cool. But I guess the place I want to start with, Chris, is why do you want to do this book? What drove you to it?
It really was a chance encounter over lunch with a client, a friend of mine. Got in a real simple conversation about a friend that she had. And the friend had given up her job as a web designer and wanted to become a butcher. And just immediately upon hearing that, you know, I do a lot of imaging in my mind of what everything looks like. Hmm. And I have this picture in my head of a butcher is like this kind of bulbousy, mustachioed, you know, you can see the picture in your head.
And, yeah, for
and,
sure.
And that's the pictures I've seen in my life. And so it just was really intriguing to me to this notion and immediately got in contact with Heather Merrill Thomason, and there you go. That was the start.
Yeah, well, first of all, apologies to all the butchers out there who are not bulbous and mustachioed, right?
Yes.
So, Karen, I want to ask you about your picture. You're on page 29 here. It's you mm-hmm. in a field, which I'm going to guess is near your house, holding
our dog.
Is it your dog? It looks exactly like the dog
my
Uncle Vic used to have. Yeah, it's a German short hair or something.
Yes, it's actually in our garden in the fall.
Yeah. Yeah. What, as you look at it then, however many months after this picture was taken, what does it mean to you?
Oh, so much. Chris actually gave that picture to me and one of his dad for Christmas. Hmm. Every time people come in the house, that's the first picture they talk about. So it means a lot.
Tell me about your job and how you, other than being the author's mom, how you merit a place in this book.
That's what I thought. I'll tell you what. When he told me that he was putting me in the book, I started crying. I just was so taken that it was a lot of love there, and I appreciated it.
But you have been. I mean, as we were chatting about before we turned the microphones on, you have just recently retired. But you spent 40-something mm-hmm. years as a small businesswoman running a dog grooming service out of your house, right?
Yes, I did. And I loved every minute of it. I had good customers. I had most of the time good dogs. And I want to say most.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a lot of feedback about doing a good job. And that makes anyone that has ever had that, it just makes them feel good that they're in the right spot.
These women were photographed, generally speaking, as much as possible, I think, in their workspaces. How involved were they in, yes, they're the subject of the photo, but what about the setting and the framing?
You know, it's case specific. I wanted them all to be as collaborative as possible. A lot of them, I would present a concept and then work like we were both in charge of the art. Mm-hmm. I wanted their voices to stand out and bring as much of the visual as is my vision to it as possible.
Yeah, and it's great. You know, just the cross section, right? There are home builders yeah. and Army non-commissioned officers and casino managers. Also, and just for those who are faint of heart, don't go straight to this picture when you see this book, but the veterinary pathologist?
Yeah.
That's something of a stunning picture, can I just say?
I you know, that's one of my favorite pictures I've ever made.
Really?
And,
all right,
yeah,
so I'm just going to describe it real quick. There's a big, big animal in various stages of dissection in that picture, and it's graphic, but cool.
You know, and what else stands, Julie... she knew how she wanted to be photographed,
huh.
and there wasn't much shaking that. Instagram flagged that one. We didn't get to share
widely as I would have loved. That's a whole different interview.
Yes.
It's kind of an amazing book with some really cool pictures in it. It's called Women's Work by Chris Chrisman. His mom, Karen, is in it.
Thanks, you both. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Guy. This was a great opportunity.